checking in with our resident money-saving mom at B105.7. Anne-Marie from ChaosIsBliss.com helping us organize our coupons, which is, I know, key to saving money. Or you want saving money to be as easy as possible, and if you're organized, it's going to be easier.
Exactly. So, like, last week we talked about, you know, how you're physically going to carry those coupons. And then so now, how do you categorize them once you're in? They are in your holder? So one way is to categorize by aisles of the grocery stores. If you've got your dairy category, I'll break out yogurt separately because there's so many coupons for those things. And if you want to really get technical, the order in which you have those coupons could be alphabetical. Or what I do is I order it by my route in the store. So I go to the back of the store first, which is beverages, and then I hit cleaning supplies and so on. So that way it's kind of, you know, in the order that you're shopping your favorite store. And then another way that I can't wrap my head around is some people will actually organize it by manufacturer. So all of their General Mills products are together and all their P&G products are together.
I don't know who manufactures what I buy. Like, that's interesting.
I know, it's funny. But, you know, the most important thing, again, is just to remember to bring your coupons and don't overspend just because you have a coupon.
Yeah, exactly. Although I do use coupons sometimes as an opportunity to, like, well, I'm, you know, I want to try this and I'm not sure if I'm going to like it or not, so at least I'm going to try it at a discount.
Exactly. There you go.